The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today is Safer Internet Day, which will see hundreds of children and young people taking part in initiatives that aim to promote secure internet usage. In an age of algorithms and influencing, the discussion of internet safety for young people is more important than ever. Now, a survey from Cyber Safe Kids, where almost more than 2,000 people were interviewed, it reports that almost a third of children surveyed said they'd been bothered or upset by something they'd experienced online in the last year, but only half of them spoke to a parent or trusted adult about that experience. I'm joined by Niamh Hodnett, Online Safety Commissioner at Cumasún na mBan. Niamh, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
It looks like the horse has well and truly bolted on this one. What can we do?
Well, we have a lot of resources, first of all, I'd like to say, on our website. We have a new website, www.cnam.ie. And there we have handy tips for busy parents who may be listening to you, or for teachers, or for children and young people themselves. Indeed, all of us, as to how to protect ourselves and to be safer online. And in line with the research that you outlined there from CyberSafe Kids, very similar things that we've seen ourselves from our own research, that it's important to have conversations as a parent with our children about their experiences online and to keep those lines of communications open. And again, we've handy tips on our website as to how to go about doing that as well.
Now, I should point out that that survey was of more than 2,000 children, but all under the age of 12. So we're not talking about teenagers happening upon, explicit porn or violence or whatever. We're talking about children who are still very much children.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the younger children are more drawn towards gaming, and then the older children in surveys that we've seen as well are towards social media. But we're the independent regulator here in Ireland, and we regulate the platforms, and our role is to hold them to account. And we've just put in place our online safety regulatory framework in Ireland. And part of that involves an online safety code, the Digital Services Act, and the Terrorist Content Online Regulation. And the online safety code requires the platforms to put in place from July age assurance and before there's shown any age inappropriate content such as pornography or extreme or gratuitous violence. And it also requires the platforms to restrict harmful content such as cyberbullying, promoting eating or feeding disorders, promoting self-harm or suicide, or indeed dangerous challenges.
Now, the code comes into effect, it's already in effect, but the implementation of it by the platforms is still to come. How much enthusiasm have you had from the various platforms, and which platforms have pushed back?
In terms of the platforms, we've been engaging with them under the Digital Services Act already in advance of the code. So part of the code came into effect in November. And as you say, the more detailed obligations come into effect from July of this year. Our supervision team and Cumasún na mBan have been meeting with the platforms regularly and supervising their compliance indeed with all their obligations under the online safety framework. So whether it's terrorist content online or the Digital Services Act or the online safety code. So that supervisory cycle has already started, and we're already supervising them in relation to the parts of the code that's already in place and engaging with them as to how they're preparing to implement the code in July. We have received one judicial review in relation to one of the platforms in relation to part of the code, and that's their legal entitlement to challenge our work as well.
Was that Tumblr or Reddit or both?
Last year we received judicial reviews from Tumblr and Reddit in relation to their designation as a video sharing platform service so that the code would apply to them. And this year we received a judicial review from X in relation to the online safety code.
Now, when you hear that you're getting this kind of pushback from X, I mean, you're talking about the richest man in the world having a go at him. What can you in your office of Commissioner, what can you actually do to combat someone like Elon Musk?
Well, we're an independent regulator, and we regulate the platforms that are established here in Ireland or have their European headquarters here in Ireland. And we apply the statutory regulation to all of the platforms that are established here in Ireland. And those platforms provide services within the EU. Now, the same rules apply in all EU member states, and we enforce these rules together with the European Commission. So we carry out our statutory mandate.
Now, what exactly does X want to prevent you from doing?
I can't discuss the details of the case, if that's okay. But in terms of all of the platforms, regulation is new for them, I would say. They've been used to being regulated in relation to the privacy space, but this online safety space regulation is new for the platforms. So they're getting used to as well, looking at their services and coming into compliance, whether it's under the Digital Services Act, which is a measure that's been in place since February of last year, which requires protection of minors as well, protection of minors in relation to protection of their safety, their security and their privacy, or the Online Safety Code or the Terrorist Content Online Regulation. So the platforms themselves, while many of them have been taking many steps to keep children safe, they're now subject to regulatory oversight and regulatory obligations. So this ups the ante in relation to the measures that they need to put in place.
Now, some of the things they have to do, they are prohibited from the uploading or sharing of harmful content on their services, including cyberbullying, promoting self-harm or suicide, promoting eating or feeding disorders, as well as incitement to hatred or violence, terrorism, child sex abuse material, racism and xenophobia. And then they're obliged to use age assurance to prevent children from encountering pornography or gratuitous violence online and having age verification measures in place as appropriate. And then they have to provide parental controls for content which may impair the physical, mental or moral development of children under 16. Now, that's a huge onus on these platforms. There's such a variety of things covered there, and there's wriggle room in the sense of, something that might impair the moral development of children under 16. I mean, that's a big ask of any platform.
We've further specified those parental controls obligations so that from July, the platforms who offer their services to those who are under the age of 16 have to put in place time limits so that parents can put in place time limits for the amount of time their child spends on the platform. And they also have to restrict the content and be able to restrict the content that their child can see or who can see their child's content. That's to address the concern about grooming. So those measures come into place from July, and parental controls have to be easy to use and easy to find. And again, because I know how difficult it can be for parents to stay on top of all these things when their children are on a number of apps, we have a lot of helpful information on our website, as to how to go about parental controls, or if you see something online you're concerned about or your child's concerned about, how to go about reporting that. And we also have a contact centre if a parent or a child would want to contact us to get further information in this regard as well.
Now, you mentioned parents particularly here, and the parental controls which the platforms will now have to furnish the parents with. But, talking about bringing the horse to water but not being able to force the horse to drink. In the same way, parents, as I mentioned, are overwhelmed and maybe not be tech savvy, even though to the digitally informed generation, these controls might be easy. For others, they're a complete conundrum.
Yes, and that's why we have on our website tips and videos for parents, is to start the conversation about online safety, how to empower themselves in the space. And also, a lot of the websites addressed at young people themselves. So coming back to Safer Internet Day, there's a number of supports out there for parents and children, as well as our website. Safer Internet Day is organised by Webwise, webwise.ie, and they have a lot of educational resources, including for parents on their website. The National Parents Council have a helpline available for parents as well in this space, and the ISPCC have a childline helpline available to children here as well. Children want to talk about things as well, and because we've seen that children often don't want to speak but may want to text or whatever else, there's also other, like Spun Out have a text service for children themselves as well, and we've got signposts to all of these helps and out there on our website as well.
To what extent are all of these efforts pan-European? You know that we are a small player in so many areas of global endeavour, but we get great comfort from being part of the 27, that collectively we've more clout than we would have with a population on the island of, in the Republic of something over 5 million. So to what extent are all of these efforts pan-European?
The online safety efforts are largely pan-European. So the regulatory framework we operate under, the Digital Services Act, the Audiovisual Media Services Directive and the Terrorist Content Online Regulation, they apply throughout the European Union. And so there's regulators like us in every EU member states. And we also enforce the rules in relation to larger platforms together with the European Commission. So, for example, we're supporting the European Commission into a number of investigations that they have opened into some of the platforms here established in Ireland. I suppose it's tried to say the internet has no borders, but for that reason, our regulatory approach has to be joined up and it has to be regulatory coherent. So we work with a number, with the Digital Services Board, the Media Services Board. These are EU institutions that have members from every member state in the EU together with the European Commission. And we're also part of the Global Online Safety Regulators Network, where we work together with the UK and Australia, who have a lot of experience in the space as well.
Now, many of the experts will say that the only way to combat all of this damage that is available to children online is through media literacy. And I think Finland is to the fore in advancing that particular project. But there's one little area of good news that I saw. I'm sure you saw it yourself. It was posted on PA. And that is that Google, OpenAI and the children's gaming platform Roblox are among a number of firms backing a new initiative to provide free online safety tools to firms around the globe that couldn't simply afford to develop those tools themselves.
There's a lot of great initiatives. And as you say, online safety isn't going to be solved by just the regulator or just the parents or just the children. It really is a whole society approach. And WebWise is bringing today, as part of Safer Internet Day, our celebrations in Ireland, a load of the relevant stakeholders. So whether it's NGOs, parents, teachers, children, government departments, platforms, we all have a role in keeping ourselves safe online. As you say, media literacy is really useful to empower ourselves with the tools to equip ourselves to be safer online as well.
And the last question really is whether or not you would favour a ban on mobile phones, not ordinary old-fashioned mobile phones, but smartphones for those under 14. I mean, that at least would attempt to keep the children safe until that watershed at 14.
So our statutory role is to ensure that when the phone is in the young person's hands, at whatever age, that they're having an age-appropriate experience insofar as is possible. So our role is to require the platforms to restrict harmful and illegal content, indeed to put the age assurance and parental control measures that we discussed in place.
Yeah, but wouldn't it make it a lot easier for you if you didn't have to worry about the under-14s?
So our statutory remit is to make sure that the platforms, in whatever method a child is viewing a phone with or their material, whether it's on a tablet or a phone or otherwise, or on a parent's phone or a friend's phone, in whatsoever way, our role is to ensure that the platforms are held to account, to ensure that they are restricting the types of illegal and harmful content and that they are putting the age assurance and the parental controls measures in place.
All right. Online Safety Commissioner at Commission Nimon, Niamh Hodnett. Thank you, Niamh, very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.